Ince János Petrás. In Ferenc Petrás's household, he was a Catholic cantor in Forrófalva. A boy was born in 1813 who was baptized as János. Forrófalva is one of the oldest settlements of Moldova, about 10 kilometers from Baku. Today, a city of 20,000 inhabitants, Baku was barely the size of a town at the time, and it served as a branch of the Franciscan monastery in Csíksomlyó. The Petrás family's ancestors moved to this place in 1671 from Baranya County. Petrás's fourth great-grandfather, Mihály Petrás, kept a Hungarian language notebook about the life of Hungarians living in the region. This book was still seen and witnessed by Péter Zöld, a priest arriving along with the sacred refugees from Csíkdánya to Moldva. Later, this manuscript was not recovered by Pál Péter Domonkos.
The proof of the family sophistication and refinement in education
is that the father, Ferenc Petrás, attended the Minorite Friars High School in Kézdivásárhely of Háromszék, and besides the Hungarian language, he spoke Italian, Romanian, and Latin as well. János Petrás was brought up in his parental house, acquiring his basic life skills there, since there was no school at the time in Forrófalva. He also attended the high school in Kézdivásárhely, which was followed with his time in Eger, at the minaret school that left deep memories in his life. There, in 1834, he joined the ranks of the friars, taking the name Ince. Then he was ordained priest in 1836. Returning home to Moldva, he traveled through Hungarian communities. In the meantime, he monitored and read newspapers, finding to his despair that the leader of his order was working against Hungarians.
It came to his attention
that Károly János Magni, the newly nominated mission leader of Moldva, abusing his authority, forced the minarets, Italians and Hungarians, to use the Romanian language. In Szabófalva, he organized a Romanian school and asked the Hungarian Academy of Science to send him schoolbooks in Romanian. In the meantime, a friar, Elek Gagő, also a corresponding member of the academy, heard about the situation in Moldva from Sándor Pap, a parish priest from Tatros. Gagő
made the academy publish
an official opinion about Moldva, which was issued in 1888 in Buda with the title About the Moldva Territory. This publication is still a reliable source about the lives of the Csángós in the 19th century. Petrás handled the issue of Csángós as his own, and he devoted his life to defend their case. Károly Magni was followed by Bishop Péter Rafael from Árdiun, 1838-42, who, to the contrary of his predecessor, did a great deal of good for the Hungarians in Moldva.
He took Petrás along on many of his travels.
In Moldva, Ince János Petrás, the priest who served in Klesia, is considered the first collector of Csángó folk music. In his letter, he summarized the lyrics of ballads and traditional folk stories which he sent to the academy. He assisted the works of János Jernei, folk researcher, who was sent to Moldva by Döbrentei. Later, Bernát Munkácsi and Gábor Szarvas from the Magyar Nyelvőr, Hungarian Language Guard, visited him. Petrás collected 85 Csángó folk songs and 8 ballads in Klesia. Ince János Petrás had an additional effect on the life of the folks in Klesia. As their parish priest, Hungarian religious life became stronger with the prayers and religious songs. The lyrics of the Cantionale Catholicum by János Kájoni became very popular among the Csángós of Moldva. This book determined the folkloristic song culture of many Csángó villages in the Klesia area for many generations. His human greatness and the power of his belief manifested especially when he grew older and became very poor. It was a hardship to even obtain his daily food, and he was robbed on numerous occasions. 2 years before his death in 1884, in Moldva, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Jászvásár was created with the undeniable goal of re-educating the Hungarians in Moldva to speak in Romanian. There was also an effort to change the Hungarians to accept the dominant Roman culture. Petrás's legacy is especially valuable since more than 40 years of his works created a strong web of belief and consciousness in the Csángó soul that the more than 100 years of effort to alter the Hungarian culture didn't bring success for the dominant Romanian powers. He played an important role throughout the localities around Baku with the Hungarian religious songs, prayers, and the collection of ballads and folk songs traditions. Generations preserved his legacy. Most elderly people still pray and sing in Hungarian.
He was robbed again one last time in the spring of 1886.
He recognized the attackers, but he never revealed their names, not even on his deathbed. He suffered serious injuries, but he was still able to maintain his parish duties. A few months later, however, he succumbed to his injuries.